Hello again there, folks. So the trailer to the new James Bond movie's dropped, as they say now, No Time to Die, which will be the last James Bond movie starring Daniel Craig. And all the boys on the YouTube film scene are going to start and tear it all to bits because he's gone woke. We've got Janika Bond, 00 Janika Bond is going to replace 007, according to the trailer, while he's been gone, and he's going to come back. I mean, a running theme of the Daniel Craig tenure as James Bond has been this idea that he's psychologically damaged, and then he was too old to be James Bond. He was too out of shape. He's got a gimpy leg. Janika threatens to blow his kneecap off, and then she says the one that works. And he doesn't have any quips, as other people have been pointing out. There's no wit there. There's no fun left in it at all. And I just can't help but think that this is actually the logical conclusion to where Bond. I mean, this was Bond's destiny. If you go back and you follow from the beginning, from Sean Connery, who was like the alpha. Absolute alpha white privileged male. He came very close to sexually assaulting Pussy Galore. He pretty much She was this implied lesbian in the Goldfinger, and he kind of just seduced her, would be putting it, you know, that would be charitable, but she caved anyway because she was this sort of new sassy modern lady, and yeah, he wasn't having any of that, and he needed to put her in a place. And that was the general trend of it. But of course, so long as he was fighting the Soviet Union and taking out the bad guys, everybody cheered it on. But what they also cheered it on is that today it's a lot of people talk about the deep state, and when they're talking about the deep state, it's only really started a couple of years back before Trump. People talking about the deep state were seen as being conspiracy theories and cranks. Yet it's a funny thing because James Bond was there for decades and decades, and it was right out there in the open, albeit in fictional form, that there was a layer of government which was secret, and it was operating outside of the law, outside of the democratic liberal thinking, and he literally had a license to kill. So his task was to go out and neutralize by any means necessary threats to the British state or the British people. But while it was wrapped up in Roger Moore's Union Jack parachute flag, people kind of were fine with that. They didn't really mind so much that there was an undemocratic secret state operating, if that state was then going out and shooting people in the back and poisoning people on your behalf. In other words, so you could sleep easy in your bed. A man would have to go out into the world, around the world as well, to some surprisingly glamorous and exotic locations in the case of James Bond. But nevertheless, he was out there shooting people in the back and garroting people and murdering people with toasters by throwing them in the bath. He was doing it on behalf of the British people. And in post-war Britain, when Britain was a bit dilapidated, we'd lost the empire, people were very happy to get on board with that. People liked it. They liked that continuation of British patriotism, which James Bond represented. We were still in control. The toff, the Eton or Cambridge educated man who was cultured but also had a way with women, and he could dress, he knew about music. Sean Connery also was a bit of a reactionary, and in one of the earlier ones he makes a quip that the Beatles are trash. So there was this rising counterculture coming out of America, and his values were the older ones. He thought this was all just rubbish, and Pussy Galore, of course, was part of that attitude, this changing cultural narrative. But then when we go into the 70s with Roger Moore, it became more kitsch and more campy, and got worse again with Pierce Brosnan, where we begin to see he has a woman, a female boss. He's called a misogynistic dinosaur, and he's had broken relationships. He's fragile, and then you begin to get this Generation X anxiety dripping its way in. And then of course Daniel Craig is the millennial Bond, And he's just a complete mess. He's all of the stories. It's like his whole tenure as Bond is all connected, and so you get to see all of his ups and downs, and all of his baggage, all of his history, all of his anxieties. He's somehow related to Blofeld, who's like his half stepbrother or something. He's broken hearted and psychologically damaged because all of the women that he loves or loved or bedded end up being killed. And it's he's just this. It's kind of pathetic and totally doesn't have any fun or any kind of that romantic feeling, that feeling or adventure of lying on the sofa on a bank holiday Monday watching Roger Moore Live and Let Die or whatever. And but the thing is, the changing nature of the culture is not the only thing. It's also that we now know that the deep state itself did have an agenda, and Bond's task was to carry that agenda out. And so if you go back to the 1960s, it was fighting the Cold War, and then into the 70s still, and then when Pierce Brosnan arrived, it was after the Cold War, and it began to be a little bit confused. It would be what, and this was actually a narrative in those movies, was what are you supposed to be doing now? The Cold War is over, you're just this relic. And then terrorism began to appear in it to reflect the new millennium. But the deep state agenda, if you could call it that, also was also reflected in Bond. And I find it interesting that the Daniel Craig Bond is actually, and him being replaced with Janika Bond, is actually that agenda at work. He's always been the tool of the system, and the system's just simply changed its values and decided that it doesn't need somebody like James Bond anymore. Because what is James Bond's role in a world of transgender identity politics, for example? How does he adjust to that? And the deep state certainly has no problem with these things. It isn't just these multinationals and these other groups. It's the deep state plays a role in that. We see that they've supposedly prevented Trump from doing anything. I know I'm not going to go off on that, but that's assuming that he wanted to. But just to get back to James Bond, you can see that the deep state does exist, and it's always had its own agenda, and phasing out people like James Bond is part of that agenda. What would he be doing now is the question. In fact, the deep state as it exists in Britain is hope not hate. Really, it's organizing against anybody who's counter to the globalist narrative. And so Daniel Craig's James Bond was actually a little bit sort of edgy, because if the equivalent of James Bond and the government secret services today are probably spending all of their time reading people's tweets and trying to get people's YouTube videos taken down there, and it makes perfect sense for that to just for it to phase him out as well, because he's the target demographic. He's the demographic that's old hat and has to be phased out. And again, that was reflected all throughout Daniel Craig's Bond movies. The role of the British state now has it's no longer facing outwards in terms of a man sitting under a volcano with an army of people in blue overalls or the Soviet Union. It's actually turned all the way around and back onto the in this case the British people. The native British people are the enemy. That's who they're keeping an eye on. And what we think and what we write on the internet, and what even with lip readers in football matches, in case you see anything politically incorrect. That's what the deep state does now. And so, a true representation of James Bond, which would reflect the current year in 2019, would be that he was shooting somebody in the back for posting an edgy meme. Or you may have somebody who goes out on a demo against immigration or something, and he throws a toaster out of his bath when the bloke's lying there and electrocutes him. That's actually what James Bond would be doing in the real world. So it isn't the world anymore of Sean Connery. Daniel Craig is the anti-Sean Connery in that regard. And so, to answer the question, I'm afraid yes, it's time for Mr. Bond to die. But they're not going to let that happen because it's a money spinner. But this will probably be the last one that I ever watch when it does come out. So, anyway, I'll catch you later, folks.